咱今仔日的经文是记载伫列王记下的记上，列王记上第十九章，咱要对第一节三节来读到十八节。列王记上第十九章第一到第十八节，第一节，请咱三节开声来读。阿哈将以利亚一切所行的，甲米用刀杀精神地的代志，拢甲亚述别讲。亚述别就车遣人去见以利亚，就甲伊讲：明仔日约伫这个时阵，我若无乎你的性命亲像怀人的性命一样，愿神明当当的降罚透我。以利亚看见这个光景，就起来逃命，到了犹太的别示巴，将伯林留伫遐，家己伫旷野，行了一日的路程，来到一丛罗亭树下面。就坐伫遐求死讲：耶和华罢了，求你赐我的性命，因为我无赢伊我的列祖。伊就倒伫罗亭树下面困去。有一个天使来拍伊讲：起来吃吧。伊观看，赶紧头边有一盆水甲摊火烧的饼，伊就吃了啉了，又完倒嘞。耶和华的使者第二摆来拍伊讲：起来吃吧，因为你着行的路真远。伊就起来吃了啉了，靠着这个啉食的力，行了四十米日，到了上帝的山，就是何烈山。伊伫遐入去一个洞，就踮伫这个洞中。耶和华的话临到伊讲：以利亚，你伫遮做啥物呢？伊讲：我为耶和华万军的上帝大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀掉你的先知，只剩了我一个人，因也搁要切索我的命。耶和华讲：你出来踮伫山里，伫我面前。迄个时阵，耶和华对遐经过，伫面前有烈风大作，崩山吹石，耶和华却无伫荒中。荒了后有地震，耶和华却无伫其中。地震后有火，耶和华也无伫火中。火后有微小的声音。以利亚听见，就用外衫蒙着面出来，徛伫洞口。有声音对伊讲：以利亚，你伫遮做啥物？伊讲：我为耶和华万军的上帝大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩我一个人，因也搁要切索我的性命。耶和华就对伊讲：你倒去，对旷野王大马士革去，到了遐，就要告阿瑟做亚兰王，告告宁氏的孙啊亚哈做以色列王，并告阿伯米和拉人撒法的兄以利沙做先知来接续你，将来躲避阿瑟的刀的的确和亚哈所抬，都比亚哈的刀刃的确和以利沙所抬。但我在以色列中为家己留了七千的人，是未捌五巴力屈切的，未捌甲巴力亲嘴的。咱今仔的圣经就读到这个所在，愿主祝福你家己为母。谢谢。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姊妹，我唔知影今仔日你嘅生命嘅光景是啥物。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what situation you're facing in your life right now.
啊，是唔是你嘅心灵真正沉重呢？
I don't know if your heart is heavy.
啊，是你嘅心灵即个时阵，你感觉真正亚神呢？
Or if you feel exhausted.
然后，啊，是讲你嘅心灵即个时阵，你讲，哎呀。
Or maybe you think that death is better than anything you are facing today. Maybe you are coming before the Lord and asking, why, God, why? Maybe you feel that everyone else has it easy and you have it hard. Maybe sometimes you feel that you are serving the Lord fervently and yet suffer more than your neighbor. What do you do when you face that kind of circumstance? What does the Lord want you to do under these circumstances? For Elisha, Elijah was a person who was victorious over all the prophets of Baal.
And
we have clearly witnessed how when the news of this went to Jezebel's ears, she threatened him. And she said that I will kill you if you are not gone by tomorrow. And Elijah fled in fear. And after he had fled, he began to be depressed. And here he was under the broom tree in the wilderness. And then we witnessed God at work. What did he do? Elijah had fled and he was tired. And he was resting. He was resting. And what did God do when he lay down and slept? God had every right to rebuke him at this time. God had every right to accuse him of being faithless. Here he is, having just experienced victory over all the prophets of Baal, and yet he's running away from a woman's word. God had every right to accuse him. And God could say, that you are a faithless servant and being a very bad witness for the Lord. One threat and you allow your faith to suffer and run away. God could have said that. But if you look carefully, you see that God did not rebuke him. It's very interesting. Not a single word. Instead, what did God do? He sent his messenger, gave him water, and gave him food. And in other words, the angel was providing him water. Angel was providing him cake. And then the angel said, wake up, arise and eat, drink. Not only was he not rebuked, he was actually woken up to be fed. And after he had eaten and drank, you know how satisfying it is to have a bit of food and water when you're very exhausted, isn't it? And then what did he do? He slept again. And what could God have done at this point? God would have complained that he is being very ungrateful. And he could say, you lazy man, I've just fed you and provided for you, and here you are just sleeping it away again.
But
that's not what God did. What did God do? He provided drink again. He provided food again. And asked him to rise again. And think about it. Why would God do that? Why was God allowing him to eat and drink and sleep?
你知影人若拄到问题的时阵
，You know when people are in the midst of troubles。
我跟你讲，伊的心灵迄款的艰苦是一个问题。
That the pressure they are facing is in and of itself a problem。
但是呢，迄个心灵会影响到身体。
And their emotional and mental condition can affect their physical condition. When people are stressed in their minds, they cannot sleep. And sometimes you are so tired, and yet sleep is elusive. But God did not rebuke him here. God allowed him to drink and eat and sleep. Is it nice to be able to eat and drink and sleep? Yes, it is. You know why? Because God's actions here are affirming a fact. It is the fact that we need a physical revival, a physical recovery. Because a person who has no physical strength is incapable of doing more things. And so God here allowed him to rest and to eat and to drink. He let him rest and fed him, let him rest and fed him over and over again. Now, the Bible is against Greek dualism. The Bible does not approve of that kind of philosophy. What is Greek dualism? Greek dualism divides our world into two levels. The spiritual realm, which they consider good. And the physical realm, which they consider bad. And so they think anything spiritual is good. And anything physical is not. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible here is acknowledging that both spiritual and physical things can be good. And you see that after God created the world in Genesis chapter 1, he said, he looked at what he had made and saw that it was good. It was good. So material, physical things are not necessarily bad. It's not bad that God gave us a physical body. And when Jesus himself was tempted, Satan goaded him and prompted him to change the stone into bread. And we know that at that time Jesus was already someone who had fasted for 40 days. Can you imagine how alluring a piece of bread is after fasting for 40 days? But Jesus said that man does not live on bread alone. Take note of the word alone. Because he's confirming that he lives by the word of God, but he also eats bread. And when Elijah here encountered troubles, when he was stressed and pressured, and when he was so depressed that he was asking for death, God allowed him to rest and to eat and to drink. And so when troubles come, we should eat if we are able to. We should sleep if we can. And that will allow our physical recovery. You know, in Chinese theology, they like to believe that there's a spiritual and a secular world. They believe that if you are a pastor, you should not love what is secular. And back when I was studying in the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines, this concept was strongly emphasized. And I can give you a few examples. They believe that if a pastor were to smile or laugh,
袂最好人看到嘴齿。
You must never show your teeth.
这个是属灵。
You smile spiritually without teeth.
你若笑个大大声，哈哈哈！哦，这个属世。
But to cackle loudly is secular.
啊，女的。
Women
袂最化妆
are not permitted to do any makeup.
那我那化妆哦，这个是属世。
Because cosmetics were secular.
And
male pastors were not allowed to wear bright colors. But we were to hold a big Bible upon our chest and to look very spiritual. One time, I was lifting a leg after I had finished a meal. And when the teacher passed by, he said, put down your foot. I said, what? Why? And he said, you are not sitting as a pastor should. Then I asked, well, what, where in the person would prop their leg up this way then? And then he said, a boss sits that way. And I said, so teacher, how should I sit then? You know how you should sit as a pastor, supposedly? Are you allowed to smile? Without teeth, you are. You put your hands on your lap and sit very properly. That is how a pastor should sit. That's how a pastor should sit. And so I grew up with that kind of environment. But the more I studied the Bible, the more I understood that the spiritual realm, or the spiritual world is good, but the physical world is as well. God created these things and said that it was good.
So when you do the things, I tell you, if you eat, thank God. If you sleep, thank God. If you drink, thank God. If you sleep, thank God. If you drink,
so even when troubles come, we praise the Lord for your ability to still find sleep and food and drink. That's what we need as human beings.
We need to
Because when we recover physically, we have the strength to get up again. Because someone who has no physical strength cannot face what's coming next. You know how if you have bad sleep for a night, it's very hard to focus during devotion. And you witness here that when Elijah encountered troubles, what God did was to tell him to rest. To feed him. But that's not where God stopped. Brothers and sisters, God did not continue Elijah or continue to permit Elijah to rest here forever. He did not allow him to just sleep and eat forever. You know why? Because sometimes for people, escapism means eating and resting the whole time. And sometimes we are stress eating because we are falling into depression. And some people are stress sleeping. They don't want to get up. And some people want their goal in life to be just to rest and eat over and over again. And you see here that even though God did feed him and allow him to rest, God did not ask him to just do that. That's not all of it. Instead, he asked Elijah to rise again and to continue. To continue. Now, let me ask you. Think about this.
Rest and work.
When it comes to rest and work, when it comes to resting and working, I have a question. Do we work to rest or do we rest to work? What do you do?
到底我罪工为着休息，还是休息为着罪工？
Do you work in order to rest, or do you rest in order to work?
你是什
么？看得。
看你的，你该在想，你该在想。
Think about it.
你爱拜一，还是你爱拜六？
Do you like Mondays or Saturdays more?
你若是假使爱拜六，代表讲我最工最工，我有五万个呐，哇，拜六咯，休困咯。你是 work for rest.
If you are a person who loves weekends and Saturdays, maybe you are enduring work all week to be able to rest. Some other people would rest the whole weekend to have the energy to go to work on Monday.
So, is it work for rest or rest for work?
Do you work to rest or do you rest to work? Which is done for the other? Which one do you do?
Michelle, 你是什么?
How about Michelle?
Work for rest?
Both. You know what it means when someone answers both? Does Brother Tian know how to answer that question? Millennials are people who know how to both work and rest.
Millennials are people who know how to both work and rest. I want work and rest.Life.
Because they want to have a life and they also have to work and they want it all simultaneously. Because I want to both rest and work at the same time. But you know what? My wife and I are very different. She likes to have a spurt of work and then some rest. And then a spurt of rest and then work. That's Hensi. Now, my wife likes to say this about me. She says, I like to go all the way. If I'm doing something, I go all the way. Once I work, I just keep working. And when I am tired, then I will rest. I work very extremely, and then I rest very extremely, and then I work again. So Hensi and I operate very differently. How about you? I have another question. Do you think we have to work in heaven?Do you think we will work in heaven? Some of you are nodding, some of you are shaking your heads. Do we have to work in heaven? Do we?
We do.
Hensi and I were discussing that if one of us were to die,Well, she told me that if I were to die, she would say during the memorial service that praise the Lord, my husband is now working in heaven. We do work in heaven. But we do not toil. You hear the difference?
但是不是勞苦。
We will work, but we will not toil. Because we will still serve the Lord in heaven, won't we? We will have work to do. Don't think that you will go to heaven just to eat and lie down the whole day and get fat. That's not what the Bible tells us. But the Lord wants us to both get to work and get to rest. And you see here that God was facing Elijah's situation. He did not start by rebuking Elijah, but rather by allowing him to rest and to eat. And then eventually, after he had rested, what did the Lord say? He allowed him to go for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb.
上帝未叫伊做其他的代志以前
，before anything else。
你看咯，伊无叫伊去安立以利沙，你注意，伊无。
Before he asked Elijah to anoint Elisha。
伊无去安立亚何，也无。
Before all of the other anointings。
然后伊叫伊去到咯，先到何烈山。
God asked him to go to Mount Horeb。
为什么
？Why？
何烈山本身是上帝的山。
This is a mount of the Lord。
这个何烈山就是咱所认识的西乃山。
And Mount of God, Horeb, is also known as Mount Sinai. You know what happened at Mount Sinai, right? Mount Sinai is the mountain upon which the Lord gave Moses the Ten Commandments. In other words, God wanted Elijah at this point to come before God. To not do anything else yet, but to first come before God. Why?
我跟你讲，人生真多问题，皆是碰无这个神啊。
Many of our problems in life arise because we have lost sight of our God.
真多时阵，咱遇到代志的时阵，咱是看这个问题。透过问题来看咱的上帝。
A lot of the time, we try to look at our God through our problems.
但是上帝讲唔当唔当。
But instead, God calls us to go directly to Him.
你到上帝的山,
to go to the Mount of God.
我跟你讲, 这个转变是非常重要的一个转变。
And that is an extremely important shift.
这个是一个灵性的, 一个复兴的, 一个真重要的一个点。
It is an extremely important point in the spiritual recovery.
我主会讲上帝爱咱到神的面前，先看到上帝。
God wants us for us to come to Him and see Him above all.
你要看到上帝是我的人生，我的中心，不是我。
And to see Him as the center of our lives rather than ourselves. Because when someone is very depressed, when someone has lost direction, when someone is discouraged, it's usually because of one important reason. When you look deep enough into it, you realize that the reason is the self. The self.Self.
上帝，你干哪好啊？你
Why has God allowed this to happen to myself?
上帝，我比别人更好，干哪我拄着啊？你
I am better. Why is the Lord allowing this to happen to me?
上帝，我已经为你做很多代志，干哪你要何人逼我
？Lord, I have done so many things for you. Why are you allowing people to persecute me?
啊，你为什么做的列祖遐尼好？我干哪我为你我遐尼歹啊
？Why is everyone else getting a good portion and I getting the bad one?
所以，达康迄个观点来看是啥咪？哇！
And that self-centered perspective is very all-encompassing.
So,
but then God asked us to put that all aside.
等你睡了，吃了，拔了。
He allowed him to rest and to dine.
然后车上啊，
and then asked him to come before God. Brothers and sisters, that is very important.
等伊到火烈山顶行落去。
It took 40 days and 40 nights to go to Mount Horeb. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. The Bible does not say if he dined again during those 40 days and 40 nights. Maybe he was given energy drink. Because he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to go to Horeb.And then what did God do? Let's look at the Bible, shall we? Let's look at the Bible.
Now, in 4 Kings, in chapter 19,
in 1 Kings 19, verse 9, in verse 8, Elijah went to Mount Horeb, and in verse 9,
he said, he said, he said, he said, he said, he said,当中亚和华的话就临到伊，哦，以利亚，你伫这里做什么呀？
Then he came to a cave and lodged in it, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
然后你看以利亚就
答。Then Elijah answered.
伊讲，我为着亚和华万军的上帝大发热心，因为以色列背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，引刀杀了你的先知，只剩了我一个呀！你为什么也要退我的命？亚和华讲：“你出来，徛伫山顶，伫我面前。”
Verse 10. Verse 10, Elijah said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And you see how preoccupied Elijah was with himself at this point. And that is what Elijah replied when God asked him what he was doing. And God said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And then what did the Lord do? He sent a great and strong wind. A great and strong wind that tore the mountains. And the mountains had many parts that broke in pieces. Maybe it was like Typhoon Yolanda. A great wind. And then the Bible says, but the Lord was not in the wind. Imagine what how grand of an entrance it is if the Lord came to Elijah that way. And that's not where the Lord was. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire.
So,
and so there was a strong wind and a great earthquake and a great fire, but the Lord was not to be found in any of them. But after all of that, the Bible says,
圣经, 他说, 以利亚记载有一项, 就是那以后,
and after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? The Lord did not choose to come to Elijah in a grandiose way. But in a low and soft whisper. And yet again, Elijah reiterated what he had just said. He was so preoccupied with himself and what had happened to him that he could not see God. And the Lord showed him his greatness through the wind and the earthquake and the fire. But then the Lord chose to speak to him in a still small voice. And then we ask, why did the Lord ask twice why Elijah was doing there? You know, when we encounter problems, we complain and we feel tired and exhausted and depressed. And sometimes our minds are full of troubles and we don't know what to do. But the Lord asks us to come before Him and ask us what we are doing there. And that question prompts us to think. It prompted Elijah to reflect. And to reevaluate what his situation truly was. Brothers and sisters, when we are unable to define who exactly we are and what circumstances we are facing, how can we move forward? And so God asked him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And both times, Elijah gave this whole spiel of self-pity. And if the Lord had permitted him to wallow in the self-pity, then things would have been over. Instead, what God said, what God gave him was a chance to calm down and to rethink who he was. And only when he understood his true circumstances could he face what he had to do next. When we know that we are weak,
然后我知影我的上帝是伟大的上帝。
And when we know our God is great,
然后我有法当顺服伫这个伟大的上帝面前。
Then we should be able to submit to the leading of our great God.
迄个才是有法当突破一个真重要的因素。
Because only that can help us overcome.
那无你永远。苦林，
Or else we will continue to wallow in our self-pity.
当你愈苦林，就愈感觉愈苦林，看代志，逐项更加苦林，你就死了啦。
And we will suffer the consequences of living a life focused upon our own problems.
所以上帝呢，最将乎你的灵命先复兴。
So what God did was to allow His spiritual life to recover.
这个复兴是帮助咱先到神的面前。
And the spiritual recovery happens when we come before the Lord.
了丧时，和咱思想反省，到底我的光景是什么？
When we spend time reflecting upon our true circumstances.
然后咱甲刷入去，甲有法当问上帝，刷入去你爱我怎样？
Only then can we consult the Lord on what He wants us to do next.
你看到上帝做什么吗？
Do you see what God is doing?
上帝爱你休困。
God wants us to rest.
好好喝。
God wants us to eat, to drink.
但是唔通永远保持落去。你若保持落去，你就如教我讲，你就如消沉落去。
But God doesn't want us to remain where we are.
在上帝爱你出来。
God wants us to overcome.
切上帝。
To consult Him.
思想反省自己到底是在。
To reflect upon our true circumstances.
将你生命给一摆交在上帝手里。
To recommit our lives into His hands.
要上帝继续带你来行。
And then God will keep guiding our way.
有一摆我伫福音社讲到了落去。
Once after I finished speaking at Youth Gospel Center.
然后有一人问我一条问题。
Someone came to me with a question.
伊讲牧师啊。
He said, Pastor.
我现在失恋。
I have been dumped.
我失恋。
I'm heartbroken.
然后呢，讲牧师啊。我刷去，到底上帝旨意是要叫我了了，继续了刷了落去，还是停止了刷
？And he said, Pastor, what is God's will? Should I continue to pursue this woman or not?
然后伊问我这条问题，我就多问伊。
And then I asked him.
用，干那只哩要问这条问题
？Why are you asking this question?
然后伊就讲。
And he said.
伊讲我那现在咧了刷了到这个地步吼，可能。
Because I have almost reached her standards. I am like 9 out of 10. And if I just exert a little bit more effort, then she just might say yes. Well, that could have been the circumstances. But if I just give up now, then I will never get the girl. But if I keep trying and I never get her to say yes, then I'm just wasting time and money. What should I do? To keep pursuing her or not? What do you think? Should he keep trying? But he's almost there. Maybe he'll make it. But if he keeps trying and never makes it, and she never says yes, it will be a waste of his time and money. And after we talked for quite some time, I asked him, Do you want to do the will of God? Because he was consulting me on whether God's will was for him to continue or not. And I said, Do you want to know the will of God? He said, Yes. And I said, If I show you what God's will is, will you follow it? He said, Yes. I said, okay, if you say so. And so I shared with him. What I said was,
凡事谢恩，凡事喜乐，这是上帝在基督里面为你所定的旨意。
That we should rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
上帝旨意是什么啊？
God's will.
在这个时候你就谢恩，在这个时候你就什么？
Was for him to rejoice evermore in those circumstances.
你若用耿当话，一句话讲有冇搞错？
And he shook his head disapprovingly at me.
因为你问我的问题是要了还是唔了算？
Because what he wanted to know was whether or not to keep courting this girl.
你现在你跟我讲讲说传输下温传输喜乐啊？
And now you're telling me that all I should do is to give thanks in everything and to rejoice evermore?
But
I said that is exactly what the Bible says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You wanted to know God's will, right? And so he didn't know what to say anymore. But what I observed, and what I told him I observed, was that maybe he was not in the right place to make that decision right now. Instead, he should be quiet. He should quiet himself before the Lord and be able to give thanks and to rejoice. And when you are right with God, then you can seek his leading. Do not make decisions under stress. Because we often make the wrong decision when we are pressured. And thank God. I don't know the end of that young man's story. I didn't have a chance to see him again. But I did witness this young man try to renew his life after that point. I don't know if he ended up marrying or not. I don't know if he ended up marrying her or not. But I did see that he had recovered. And once he has recovered, then he is able to follow God's leading for him. So, brothers and sisters, I don't know what problems are in your life today. But what God wants, for us to spend some time to rest and eat and drink, because that will allow for our physical recovery. But that's not where things end. God led him to Mount Horeb, to the Mount of God, that he may consult the Lord. And what God wanted him to do was to reflect, to think of what he was doing there. Is it all about self-pity? Or is it a chance to revive himself and continue in God's work? We should spend time in reflection, because that will allow us to go on. And how can we go on? We'll talk about that next week. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God so powerful that you control the wind and the earth and the forces of nature. But you are a God who speaks to us as well in a still small voice. And we pray, Lord, that we will be able to hear you. No matter what problems we face, Father God, personally, as a family, as a church, may we be able to come before you and quiet ourselves and seek you above anything. May we be able to view our circumstances in the light of your will, that we may understand the desires of your heart and arise and pursue your will for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.